Case number 11,114, Donald K. Miller, west of Road 410, Ravel Road, approximately 535 feet south of Road 328A, Godwin School Road. A special use exception to retain a double wide on a parcel less than 5 acres.
Didn't I just see you up there?
You please state your name.
I promise this is the last one.
My name is Marjorie Fisher. I live at 29254 Rebel Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
My last one.
19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but
yes,
the truth?
Yes, sir.
Donald K. Miller, 26720 River Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening again. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine, attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine & Weidman. I represent the applicant, Donald K. Miller, agent for Marjorie Ann Fisher, trustee, who has applied for this special use exception in order to retain a manufactured home, which she uses as a primary residence on a parcel less than 5 acres. The property is currently 10.08 acres. The intent is to subdivide the property to carve out a parcel consisting of 1.22 acres to allow Ms. Fisher to retain that parcel for her primary residence, which is the manufactured home, which she's been using as a primary residence since 1979. It's our opinion that the approval will not substantially adversely affect the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. It's my understanding that there is a petition that was submitted to the board for its consideration, which consists of 14 signatures of property owners in close proximity to this property. Mr. Miller is here to speak on behalf of this application as well, and at this point in time, I'd like to turn over the podium to him.
I'm Don Miller. Good evening.
Good evening.
The application, Ms. Fisher, is, as was mentioned, is to allow her the ability to subdivide her property at a later date. When this home was placed around 1978-79, it was required that a double wide have 5 acres to go with it. And since then, the county has changed that law, and with the ownership's okay, you can put a double wide on just a 3/4 acre piece. We've carved out a piece a little over an acre, and in the future, she may like to do some more subdivision of that property. That makes it unique in the fact that it is a request for bringing it up to date, so to speak, from 5 acres to just 3/4 acre, or in this case, a little over an acre. There is a possibility of development. She might like to do other subdivision of 1 acre lots on that piece in the future. I feel the variance is necessary because it does enable her to give her that right and opportunity to subdivide her property in accordance with the.
It's not a variance request.
I'm sorry?
It's not a variance request. It's a special use exception.
Special use, okay.
So the only question at hand is, will it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent
right.
properties?
And it certainly will not affect the neighbors to the west. There's one parcel there. A couple of lots have been subdivided out in the front. And on the other, the north and the east side is the pond itself. So there's no adverse effect to any of the neighbors or would there be any detriment to the public welfare.
Okay.
If there are any questions I could answer for, I'd be glad to do that.
Are there any questions from members or council?
I just wanted to verify, can you just explain to me what's around the area there? I didn't catch all that. I was trying to get my head around it, and it's a rather late hour.
Yes. To the north and east is water, the pond. And to the west is another large parcel that runs about the entire length of her parcel. And out front there are three lots that have been subdivided off. They are residential lots out front, and there's one residence on the parcel to the west.
I have nothing further.
Is there anyone here in favor of the application? There was a hand of one.
The office did receive a petition with 13 signatures.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11114, the special use exception. I believe it will not affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties as so stated.
Mr. Rickard, did you say substantially affect adversely?
It will not affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
But will it substantially affect?
That's what I said, didn't I?
It's
getting late. Okay, will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property.
Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve case number 11114 by roll call vote. Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons I stated, and I'm getting older every minute. Yes.
And since I didn't hear anything to the contrary, aye, because of the reasons stated. Motion's carried 4-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.